Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July the 20th, 2024. We're going to talk about a very, very difficult subject. It is one that I think hampers a lot of people's lives. I get measure of, questions about this during the week. It always comes up. It is the one issue that comes up in everyone's life at one time or another. And frankly speaking, it is one that most people, fail miserably at. And it is forgiveness. Thomas from Florida says, I can't forgive. It is very difficult. How could I learn to forgive? Thomas. And then he talks about other broadcasts that I've done similar to this one. Thomas, there is nothing in your DNA, in your genetic nature, your human traits, that would ever allow you to forgive. Nothing. If you live by the body, you will die by the body. The body will kill you. But first, before it kills your body itself, as it were, it's going to kill opportunities you have to forgive, to love, to give. Things that are deeply important, not to your survival, but to your life. You have your life that is in the auspice of love, spirituality, kindness, all of those beautiful things. And then we have our living, which is our gross body, the body that we live by that creates a great deal of sorrow and regret. And in all of that, there is the temptation to do and say things that are beneath the compassion of our true self, a self that is not human, a self that is not made by the instrument of my mind, my genetics, my traits, my DNA. No, no, no. This self, and I have no other word for it, other than maybe the awakening, this occurs within us as awakening when we are willing to allow love to become predominant in our life, to replace our, human self. We are born, Thomas, as an entity. We just come in from many past lives in many different forms. And we come into this world and we become the formed. Then, as we go along living off of our body and never really considering anything else that we could be living by, we move into the disasters of living and create nothing but havoc in our life. And that's the way we like to live. The object of this lifetime is not to have a quote-unquote good life, where one has lots of, fun and frolic. One where we get involved in enjoyment and trying to enjoy our life before we die. It's kind of a race after the age of 30 to have as much fun as we possibly can before we die. Most people don't even question why they live. They have no interest in why they live. They just live in this world, and they do the things they do to make that livingness, which usually means that we are unaware of the gravitas of the meaning of our life, our significance. So, Thomas, the thing that is most important for all of us to remember in the course of our lifetime is what is meaningful, what is it that we're here for? And if you really look at it, we're here for love. That is it. We are here to transcend this world and go beyond it from within ourselves. This transcendence includes forgiveness. Whatever people have done to you or to me, no matter what, whether it is thought of as deserved or undeserved, it needs to be forgiven. And that means I need to understand my part in my withinness, not what I did or what I didn't do or what they did or what they didn't do, but to understand that this, whatever situation is that requires forgiveness, requires forgiveness. In other words, nothing is going to emulate into meaning until I am willing to no longer live as the Gregory Edward Penn, the human psyche, the human body, the humanness, until I am willing to let that go. Now, this is the hard part. You are not this human being. You are not what you are emotionally feeling, because what you are emotionally feeling is anger and hostility, things that just don't emulate into anything more than anger and hostility. We miss our entire life based on the premise of living as an antique of our humanity, our genetic nature. We're just an antique. We really don't understand the nature of why things happen to us, how we meet people, how things become hostile, or how things become difficult in that relationship. We just don't really understand it. We're not interested in it. We don't do much about it. And because of that, we live a life that is extremely difficult and requires an immense amount of forgiveness, compassion, kindness, mercy. And if I don't do this, I relegate my life back to my livingness, which is where Gregory Edward lives in the form of his human traits, his human impulses. And as long as you do that, Thomas, really, as long as you do that, you're never going to find any kind of loving insight. You're just never going to find it. So you must decide what you want to do with the rest of your life. Are you going to live your life from the skin or from the heart? The real heart, not emotional stuff. The heart, the real significance of your life. Which are you going to live from? Most people live from their biology, their psychology, their pride, their vanity. And in doing so, they miss a great deal of what it is to have a meaningful life. I can't talk you into forgiveness. There is no possible way I can do that. You have to come to the point of surrender. Surrender to forgiveness and realizing I can do nothing but forgive. And your mind must wear out. It must become so frantic and crazy. And then you must realize that it's become frantic and crazy, and that you are, shall we say, getting sick, even sicker than you ever were because of your lack of forgiveness, and that it is going to drive you into a meaningless death. One more death, one more lifetime, one more aggrandizement of fear. So you have to decide. No one can do this for you. You must want love more than wanting what you think is love, what you think has happened to you. So your human self, Thomas, is never going to forgive. Trust me on that. Never. And it never forgets. But due to its complications, but if you step aside from your body, from your mind, if you no longer act and react from the pain and sorrow of your body and mind, if you meditate, if you can separate, you will see the reality of every given situation in your life, and you will never be fooled again into self-hatred and hatred of others. Tough call. Anyway, I hope that helped you, sweet man. I really do. And thank you for your kind comments about Aspire. No, I want you to know I will never go to Florida. So please understand that. It's a little thing between him and me and our emails. Have a wonderful day. Thank you all for listening. May this serve you well, and please forgive me. Namaste.